open wide, it's
Mouth Time with Reductress.
I'm Dev.
And I'm Quen.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We just woke up from a coma.
What did we miss?
Having sex during your period. Will he die?
And we get into some awky toppies.
Plus, it's never too late to enter into society as a young and marriageable woman. We talked to Clarice Abbott, who plans cotillions for adults.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and the grossest celebrity barfing photos.
Ew.
Ew.
So you guys can't see this, but Div and I were just in a coma.
A literal coma.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was wild. Our producer said we were out for like a week. I am so sorry to anyone who's been texting us. We're still catching up.
Yeah, apparently like this billionaire was flying his new like ultra fast plane over our offices, and it caused a sonic boom that made anyone who was wearing headbands pass out.
A third of our office was unconscious.
But actually, it should have been more because it was Headband Wednesday.
Oh, I agree. I was only participating in protest of participation in general because, as you know, I am fiercely anti-trend.
Wow, that is so trendy of you.
Exactly. How was your coma? What'd you do?
Oh, actually, it was like a really productive comb. I got so much done. I like mentally redecorated my mudroom. I visualized myself as like, how do I say it? Like the best version of myself.
A horse.
Oh, yeah. I made pros and cons lists for staying with Chab, and I even sneezed. Also, I got like so much sleep.
Aw, that's so good. Yeah. You look really, like you always look well rested, but right now you look like turbocharged.
Thank you so much. I got 7 full days of sleep. And also, I'm feeling really skinny. Anyway, how was your coma?
Oh, it was good. It's kind of crazy. Like, I'm out. I can't talk about
what? Did you have like a crazy hallucination trip or something?
I'm still sort of processing it, actually.
Wow.
It was really, really intense.
Okay, well, you can tell me because I like won't tell anyone.
Okay. I dreamt that I drove a minivan and lived in the suburbs.
Oh my God, are you okay?
No, because then I had to divorce my husband and make sure he got custody of the kids. It was such a long and drawn out process. I'm so glad to be awake.
Oh, well, I bet that now that you're back to you, it's nice to like be like awake, well rested. Does that make sense?
I mean, sort of. I was doing a lot of like moshing in my hospital bed. They had to restrain me.
Well, when did they discharge you?
Oh, they didn't. I just pulled the IV out of my arm and made a break for it. Can't help it. I'm so crazy.
Oh, also, before I forget, I just want to thank Chab for house sitting during my coma. I have a lot of plants and they are not easy to take care of. And Chabby, if you're listening to this, you're actually free to take the clothes you left in my place back to your apartment, because if you can remember, that was a temporary drawer.
And I just want to thank all the gutter punks who held vigil for me outside of the McDonald's next to the hospital during my coma. You guys are my heroes.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Quen, have you heard about Things Panties?
Oh, you mean the period panties we promote on the show every week?
Yeah, I love bleeding into them. Do you love bleeding into them?
I actually love bleeding into them because they're moisture wicking and you only feel wet for like 2 seconds. It's not like when it's gross with a pad.
Yeah, and unlike with a pad, they don't smell and you can't feel them and they're not haunted. They just look cute and there's no ghosts in them.
Oh, that's what I love best about them, how cute and easy and not haunted they are. They're not annoying or haunted like pads or other stuff.
Yeah, like water that isn't seltzer.
Ugh, or people who don't love their horses.
And ghosts.
Well, some ghosts are okay.
Yeah. Thankfully, Thinks are actually super hygienic.
Right, because they have an antimicrobial treatment that fights bacteria.
Holy crap, seriously?
Yeah.
Quen, you are a scientist, and I want to kiss you.
I'm not a scientist, and we'll talk about this later.
This is why you should give Thinks panties a try today. You can go to thinks.com and use promo code Reductress to take $5 off your order.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
That is a good promo code.
You know, I agree, and we spent like a week in the woods trying to come up with the promo.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where like the guy is in front of you the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. But then you realize that he's dead. And then you remember you're wearing a pad. And then you're like, I got to go to shethinks.com.
Absolutely. And if you want to support this podcast, you can get underwear at the same time. This is like the only way you can do it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just going to be running around bottomless like a Disney character.
Or a ghost. That's shethinks.com. And the code again is Reductress.
Okay, this next segment is our favorite segment, and it is called
The Mouthwash.
This is where we mouth over the hottest stories of the day. What are we mouthing on at the reductress office right now? Well, we are loving this article by Amanda Shirker called
Sex During Your Period. Will he die? Okay, this article raises such an important question because I never have sex with during my period, basically for this exact reason.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, because what if?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, the thing is, I always have sex during my period, and some of my partners have died.
Seriously?
Yeah, but what I don't like about this headline is that it assumes the person I'm killing through period sex is a he.
Right,
like, hello.
You have partners of all genders and orientations.
And species and blood types.
And have you determined if any of those groups are more prone to dying from period sex?
You know, it's actually really hard to do a controlled study because some of my partners take Mexican Viagra and sometimes we can only find regular Viagra. Also, sometimes I'll pop some enriched uranium, but other times I can only find regular uranium. There's just like a lot of factors and also the sample sizes are really small. And you know what? Modern medicine is sex negative, so they don't do studies on things like kink, blood, and pimp.
Sounds interesting and also kind of icky. The thing is I only get my period every 2 months because I had one of my ovaries removed.
Oh no, why?
Oh, you know, like some people have one boob that's bigger than the other?
Yeah, me.
Okay, well, women in my family have one ovary that's bigger than the other and we just are like, get it out of here.
Oh my God, can guys tell?
The ones that pass the test can. It's like the princess and the pea test we do, except for the pea is our ovary and the princess is the guy's dick.
Oh my God, I love when you say dick.
I have to pretend I'm talking about my uncle, otherwise I can't get that word out.
I totally get that, because I have an Uncle Peen.
Is that short for something?
No, I just call him that.
Wow.
He hates it. Okay, so now it's time for, it's so crazy, like, I know I just said it was my favorite segment, but this one is actually my favorite segment. It's a game that we like to call Bye or Bye-Bye.
You guys wrote in with your favorite girl crushes.
Girl crush.
And we have to decide if we'd go bye for them or say bye-bye and walk out of their house.
Okay, first up, classic girl crush, Natalie Portman.
I'm gonna have to say bye-bye.
What?
I don't know. I'm close friends with her toddler son, Aleph, and I think it would just be too weird.
Oh my God, what's he like?
I don't know, he's just kind of like a baby.
That's nuts.
I love him, though. He, like, oh my gosh, he told the funniest story the other day, and I'm not gonna be able to, like, do justice, but, like, he had this toy, and then something happened with the toy, and, like, ended up in his mouth, and then Nat was like, that should not be in there, and then she pulled it out, and he was like, what? I was having fun with that thing, and I was like, yeah, totally.
Oh my God. You know so many celebs.
Yep, and their kids.
You know, okay, so for me, I actually, this question's kind of weird because I've actually already gone by for her already.
What?
Well, like, sort of.
Well, how so?
I was bending down near a pond and got mounted from behind by a swan.
Wow.
And she, like, sort of, you know, the whole thing.
The what? Yeah, black swan. I get it. Okay, next up, Selena Gomez.
Oh my God, I would totally go by for her, even though she is dead.
Oh, no, no, no. Not Selena, the singer, but, like, Selena Gomez, the singer.
Oh, yeah, sure. She could join in. What about you?
I don't think I would because, like, we both have long hair and it would just get all over my new duvet. It's just not a good time and I have a headache, okay?
Wow. Okay. Fine. You know, this is just hypothetical, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. Next lady, Michelle Obama. Okay, I would totally go bi for her. I mean, I am bi, but I would also go bi for her, like, for the purposes of the game, if that makes sense.
I think it does. Okay. I mean, far be it for me to say goodbye so informally to a first lady, especially one who shares my love of wearing Jason Wu and encouraging children to slim down. But I have to say bye-bye and walk out of her house,
oh
the White House.
Oh, my God. Quinn, is that even legal?
I love America, but I'm just, like, so straight. Sorry, Chell, let's get brunch soon.
You are so un-American.
No!
It's hot.
Thanks.
Okay, next up, Angelica Houston. I would have to say yes because she is a literal witch, and I'm into that.
I would have to say no just because she's a witch and my mom is Anglican.
What? Don't you have to be British to be Anglican?
I don't think technically. Growing up, we would just fly to London every weekend for the services.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. Did you go to the Tower of London?
No, like, we don't do witches.
What about Big Ben?
Big Ben is a wizard.
Well, would you go bye or bye-bye for Emma Watson?
I'm not bi, but she's like hashtag he for she. So through the transitive property like might kind of be like being with a guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you. Would you?
Yeah. First, I would go bi, but then I'd sort of feel judged by her because of the accent, because like British people just sound like they're always like confronting you about stealing some of their food.
What are you talking about?
And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like you left the peanut butter out. Like I ate it.
Yum, yum. Chum, chum, cheerio.
So I would say bye-bye at first just because of the whole like chim, chim, cheerio.
Toodaloo.
Exactly. And then, but then I would hope that she sexted me again later at like 3 a.m. because I'd actually love feeling judged. It's like a thing for me only when the moon is high. So it would be like an endless bye slash bye-bye cycle.
Wow. Great. And that was
bye or bye-bye.
Now, you guys at home can't see this, but we are surrounded by piles and piles of merch.
Yep, that's right. I'm curled up like a kitten on a pile of Reductress tank tops.
She looks so cute.
Aww.
One way you can support Reductress and also get cool swag is to check out our shop.
We've got Reductress totes, tanks, Snickers. We sell Snickers. Just kidding. It's stickers. And all proceeds help keep Div from getting fired again.
I just can't stop pulling the fire alarm. It's red.
Okay, check out reductress.com/shop and support Reductress today.
That's reductress.com/shop, or you can find the link in the footer on our site.
Okay, and again, we do not sell Snickers. We do sell stickers, but Snickers are good if you can fit it in your mouth. Okay, shop you later. Okay, today we are so excited to have a special guest on the show. Her name is Clarice Abbott, and she's showing women everywhere that it's never too late to have a cotillion.
Yes, Clarice specializes in organizing cotillions, aka debutante balls, for grown women. And these women, they want to make their debut to society now, since they were never formally presented to the world by their families. It's like a whole Southern thing. It's like really kind of cool.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show, Clarice.
I am enchanted to be here. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Can I just say, I love the way your tongue, saliva, teeth, lips, and palates, both hard and soft, combine with your trachea vibrations to make sound.
You know, yeah. I did go to finishing school for that exact thing.
Wow. Hashtag teamwork.
Well, I had to pay for it. I had to pay to go to school. I didn't. My family did.
Wow. Yeah, so you're like an old-fashioned, like, Southern belle
woman. Thank you. Who,
like, is, like, part of society. And, like, you help other women who, like, want to also be a part of society. And the only way you can be part of society in certain places is that someone puts you on a staircase next to a bunch of other people.
Absolutely.
And you walk down the staircase.
Yeah, you walk down the staircase.
And someone's meeting you at the bottom of the staircase. Mm-hmm. And
or
it's
more,
your dad,
maybe
right?
More than one. Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes yes, it is Big Daddy.
Yeah,
that's
so,
right.
So could you just tell us a little bit, like, what is a cotillion and what makes your cotillion so special?
Well, first, I want to say that I am so sorry that neither of you had the wonderful experience of being at a cotillion.
Oh, yeah, me too.
No, one time I went to Dufrave in a hot tub at Sting's Airbnb.
All right, good.
Which was also, it felt like I was entering the world.
I'm like piloting my own etiquette program with my boyfriend, Chab, so that he can be more polite.
She shows him so many different spoons.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I do want to say that where we would do it as a younger woman, now as a more mature woman can feel like a younger woman, which is the only kind of woman a woman should feel like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Really, I would think that, you know, being young would be part of the excitement of coming out.
Yes, and so you may feel young. Do you not understand that?
Sorry, Quinn and I just got out of a coma.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. My brain is just like getting back up to speed.
I will say you both look very well rested.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We literally were unconscious for a full week.
That must have been so exciting.
Yeah, and the track marks from my IV have been getting me a lot of Instagram follows, so it's been pretty good. So when you say like a young woman, like what do you see? A lot of people say like 11 is old or like 12 is old, like, or like 18. Like, what do you think is like an old woman?
Well, I'll tell you.
Like, who would qualify?
Sure. I don't like to go with age. I like to go with how many layers are in the dress. So sort of like a tree, when you count their rings, mm-hmm. you have to pick up each layer to see how old they really are. And then once you get to the middle, it doesn't matter, does it?
So you don't believe in age. You believe in feeling under someone's clothes.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Wow. So you have people come to you with a big dress. And with the big dress, you evaluate their
We just arrive. We arrive in the big dresses.
Now, what if someone, like, prefers to wear pants?
Why?
Like, it's easier to move around or, like... Oh, I'm sorry. We're both wearing pants right now?
I feel a little silly, like...
You should feel silly.
I'm wearing pants right now because, well, I just had, like, a little accident when I was in my quick comb.
That's right.
I will say, if I could get you each into a 27-layer Chantilly lace... dress, put a little bit of a corset in there, bind you up, make you look like a tiny doll. Big Daddy would love you.
Wait, who's Big Daddy?
Big Daddy's my Big Daddy.
Oh, like he's your dad or...
Yes, he is Big Daddy. What is unclear?
He's your husband or...
Why is he big?
It's his name.
Okay, so he's like your business partner.
Your name is Quinn. And his name is... Sorry?
And my name's Quinn, and his name is Big?
Daddy.
And his last name's Daddy.
No.
His first name's Big Daddy. I get it.
Great.
And then his last name is? Never mind.
Okay, so when the women are coming to you, like, who do you see who are coming to you typically? Like,
I get all sorts. I'll tell you, I do get 9-year-olds, and I get 67-year-olds, and we just put them all in the mix. We put them all in the mix. If they're tiny, we put them on high heels. Ooh. And if they're too tall, we chop off the ankles.
What?
We have to have an average size there.
Like the Rockettes?
Oh, absolutely,
So you're removing people's ankle shin feet.
Oh, no. We keep the feet. We just take off a portion of the ankle. And I would not even say ankle. I would say right above the ankle, between the ankle and the calf. Because an ankle, I don't know if you know this, is the most sensual part of a woman.
I literally did not know that. I thought, and this like sounds crazy, but I thought it was the inside of your elbow. Because that's when a guy puts his fingers there, you're like, I'm his.
So when you were in your coma and you had your IV on the inside of your elbow?
Yeah. I belonged to the hospital for that period of time.
That's
Quinn
amazing.
Quinn refuses to take off her bracelet. A, because she thinks she belongs to it. B, because it looks amazing
on her. It's making Chap jealous.
I think that that's wonderful. I think that you have to belong to something to be a woman in this world,
which is
the whole entire point of these cotillions.
Yeah. So how are you dressing for these cotillions? Is it like you said, like a corset and like several gowns? Like 27 layers?
Layers and layers and layers. 2 mint juleps where my breasts should be. And then just a big old hat.
Wow.
Yes.
I love a good body topper.
A tin cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, I've got a question.
Please.
In your mind, what's the goal of a cotillion? Is it to look and feel beautiful? Is it to enter society? Is it to find a husband? What's the goal?
I believe it is to feel the most womanly you can. And then by being that way, you will attract everything you've ever wanted. You ever hear of The Secret?
Yes.
I'll tell you the real secret. Cotillion. Because you fit everything. Your mental, your emotional, you eat, pray, love it, until Big Daddy says, go home, child, you're drunk.
Okay, I got another question about Big Daddy.
Yes.
Quinn, you sure?
No, but I'm going to try. I don't want to get too personal, but do you live
I'm an with... open book.
Sure. So do you live with Big Daddy?
We do live in the same house, but we live on separate floors
Who's
of the
we?
Mansion.
Who's we?
Me and my 12 sisters.
Wow. Oh. You're one of 13.
Yes.
Yeah, in the South, they call it the Devil's Dozen, I hear.
Well, that might be true because we are quite devilish.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to get too into it because I do want to hear about, like, the process, like, the classes that you take to prepare for the cotillion and the actual
Well, those are also
itself.
Top secret. You have to pay, you know, $85,000. I'm not going to tell you. Yes.
How long is the program?
It's about 2 hours.
What?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And people, what's your success rate? Do people just...
Oh, it is 100%. They come in, they pay the money, and we get the money, and we 100% get their money.
Wait a minute.
That's a successful
So you're
project.
Saying that the people who attend the cotillion are paying to see it?
Yeah, they are paying to attend. Yeah, they only have eligible bachelors there. So if they are looking for a...
Do you ever let someone not participate in a dub ball? Like, let's say that they already found someone who they might definitely marry, or they're someone who, you know, is wearing pants right now, or their name is Quinn. Like, would anyone ever be turned down?
Oh, honey, just speak plainly to me. Are you asking for a free pass?
I might be. I'm not... It sounds scary when you say it.
Honey, have you ever had a hairdo with a live bird in it?
Honestly, no.
Never
but
on
maybe
purpose.
When I was in my comb.
Sometimes they'll just start braiding her hair for her.
Oh, like a little Disney princess.
It's so...
she said it not me.
It actually hurts her scalp a lot because she's very small. So, like, can you...
Yes.
Is there, like, alcohol at these things?
Oh, quite, yes. Yes.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
So you get the mint juleps that you put in your bra.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably yes. something to cauterize the wounds mm-hmm. of people's calf ankles.
Fireball shots.
Fireball, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I heard you guys, you actually have been making your own alcohol in-house, too.
Who told you that?
Oh, we did a little bit of... We're also, like,
where
investigative...
Did you get that information?
We're investigative reporters sometimes.
Yeah,
it's like
bit.
This gay thing
well,
that we do.
Then I cannot comment either way, to be quite honest, because we are in the middle of a lawsuit. We are in the middle
yeah.
of a few lawsuits,
yeah,
and that
we
is
actually,
one of them.
We actually did do a Freedom of Information request and found
yeah.
that you guys have been found guilty of tax evasion.
Sure.
And I don't want to say the P word, because I actually would love to be
penis?
One.
Pear?
Prostitution.
Oh, that one.
Like
so
a
we are in a both a penis and a pear lawsuit as
you've,
well.
Oh, okay. I need
can
to know.
Can you tell me a bit about
yeah,
the pear
Yeah, can
lawsuit?
You tell us about the penis pear?
Oh, no, those are two separate ones.
They're separate.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So one's about...
Okay, I don't get it, though. Like,
okay, so,
I grew up learning that a pear is the penis fruit, and to eat one is...
I'm sorry.
Because the way they,
no, it's
the
a banana fruit.
Peel the pear, it looks like you're putting a penis in your mouth.
The way that you are
Quinn doesn't it, know
indicating it looks like you're peeling a banana.
No. Bananas are like round and you and
can
they
I
have
ask
an outside
you a question?
And they have like little
what
slices
your,
inside.
What is your boyfriend's name?
Chab.
Does his penis look like a pear? Have you been putting a pear shaped penis inside of you?
Yes. It's long, it's a little bit curved.
Can I ask a follow up?
Slightly yellow.
It's a boss.
Could you do an impression of an animal that might like a pear?
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ah!
Okay. Okay. So she, you get it.
I understand.
She thinks that
yes.
pears are bananas.
Yes. Well.
What? So, okay. Getting back to the cotillion.
Real quick, if you do pay $85,000 for this 2-hour class, I will get that knowledge right out of you and I will tell you what a pear is a pear.
Do you find,
is a pear.
Wow. I can
do
see why someone would sue you about that.
You spend the majority of your 2-hour session correcting people who think that different nouns are different nouns.
I give people what they need, not what they want.
Now, we'd love to hear about success stories. Like,
yeah.
who came to you who's like the saddest, oldest, dumpiest,
Nancy Reagan
case?
At the end of her life.
Wow.
Mm.
Oh.
Wait. Wow. So you will also take people who've been married already.
Quite.
Who
yes.
are...
And
you
people
know,
who are very controversial.
Responsible
figure.
For like the proliferation of the AIDS crisis.
Yeah.
It's kind of chill. It's very punk.
So you so
thank
you, don't,
you.
So you don't care what they've done, right? Like if they're good people, they're bad people.
There are no good or bad people. They are either cotillion people or non-cotillion people.
Wow.
So like what makes a good cotillion
yeah,
person?
Yeah, what makes a good cotillion person?
Oh. Strong eyes.
Strong eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Like Like they can keep them open for a
things?
Long time?
Well, that you can lift weights with your eyes.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm.
How? That doesn't
you don't know
seem...
What, you know what Kegels are, right? It's
yeah.
like that, but with your eyes.
It's, no, that
wait,
didn't
teach,
explain
oh,
it
wait,
at
no,
all.
No, teach me right now.
You have $15,000 on you?
Actually, yes.
Perfect. Ooh, that is a lot of cash.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to go shopping for Nimbles later.
Okay,
but
thank
this,
you.
Nimbles
I'll
is
put
fine.
That in my extravagant satin purse.
Yeah, yeah I was curious
oh,
about
wow.
that.
Oh, wow. It's like a real Mary Poppins situation.
Is there something alive in there?
In.
I don't want to talk about it.
God, okay. Is that a bear cub?
It's a pear cub.
Oh my God, it's green.
Mm. Yeah,
that's
we,
not like
what
a pear
is that?
Well,
oh my God, can I pet it?
Yeah, oh yes.
Oh,
oh it's squishy squish.
Oh, it's got a label on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ow, it fucked me.
Yeah.
It's fucked it my does. Hand.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Now your hand is ready for the cotillion ball.
I don't understand what's
I
happening.
Hate this.
I miss my coma.
Okay, I got a question. Just a quick cue. Like, have you ever... I'm sorry, can you put that animal away?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
It's a... Reggie. 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 Reggie.
Oh.
It's talking out of two sides of its head.
Listen.
What is a cotillion again? Just remind me. Because with all the new details, it seems like maybe I definitely don't know. And I don't know if I ever knew and then the coma just wiped it from
sure.
me.
Sure. There's a lot of women... wearing pretty dresses. There's a lot of men looking at women wearing pretty dresses. There's a one big daddy staring at every single woman wearing every single dress.
Sounds...
Can't wait to get him home and talk about all the pretty girls that he saw that night with all their mint juleps in their bosoms.
So, what music do you play there?
A lot of rap.
I just want to say, it does sound like a brothel.
It sounds a little bit like a brothel. And it also sounds a little bit like a fun bar mitzvah.
Oh, I'm not out.
Oh, yeah. It's. I would say that if you are a woman.
And I am.
Oh, good. And you wanted to pay $85,000 to be presented.
That is so much money.
It's so much money.
To whom?
To me.
Oh.
Quinn, you just took 15 grand cash out of.
Yeah, it's just a few more than
that.
That's
from my horse fund. That's different.
Ooh, horse fund.
I love horses. Mm. But enough about me.
So we don't want to give away your industry secrets.
No, we
but,
would never.
What in the class, what are you? Are you talking? Are you clapping?
I've got a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, okay.
We do a lot of internal searching. I have people close their eyes for up to 45 minutes at a single time.
That's out of the 2 hour session.
Yes, but you do remember they are doing eye strengthening exercises as well. Sorry, my pear cub is.
He's vibrating.
Yeah. He's vibrating.
What is? Are you also making mutant animals
who vibrate? It is all for a woman's pleasure.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, I've just got one last question for you, which is, if you are having a cotillion at an older age, how do you recommend that they look as young on the outside as they're going to feel on the inside?
Yeah, do you look like a plump Georgia peach?
I love that you asked this question.
No, you don't want to look like a peach. A peach has spikes on the top, and it's got all these divots on the end.
We got so much to do with her.
Nancy Reagan came to me. And she said, "How? How?" And she kept repeating
That's
it over
a good
and over.
Impression.
Sounds like she was lost.
Oh, she was. And I touched her face, and I molded it with some clay, and I released her into the wild.
Wow!
And when she came back,
is this why
she looked like? No.
Nancy Reagan. There was a silver alert for her. She walked over. For...
I didn't do it. I didn't.
No one said you did
kill Nancy Reagan. I didn't murder Nancy Reagan.
No one accused you of killing her.
I didn't. Big Daddy, help me.
Oh my God, Big Daddy is the pear cub.
Oh no. Oh no.
I have to go now.
No, don't go. We want to play a game with you.
Oh, fine. Right.
Yeah, okay. let's get
back off, Big Daddy. Sometimes I call him Pig Daddy.
Don't do that.
Sometimes I call him Pig Diddy.
I wish you wouldn't.
Sometimes we just don't speak at all.
What even are you? Okay.
I'm an entrepreneur.
That's
who did not murder Nancy Reagan.
Okay.
So this next segment is my all-time favorite. And it's a game where we like to call Aki Toppies. So Aki Toppies are those awkward topics that make you feel uncoops. So here's how it works.
I'm sorry, make you feel Sean Combs.
Aki Toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
And then we're going to name an Aki Toppy, and then you list things that are Aki about that toppy. Okay, so let's start.
Aki Toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
Okay, this one's the doctor office, health problems. I think, for me, it's that feeling you get when you have to ask your doctor to tell you if your butt is okay. You're like, is my butt okay? And they're like, this is Aki.
Yeah, or, your vagina hurts, so you have to, ask him to, keep prodding around down there to find the spot where it hurts, and he can't find it, and you're like, I don't know, maybe it doesn't hurt anymore, keep looking, and then you, cum buckets.
Mm. I would say that it was the first time I asked a doctor to put mint juleps into my breasts.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was... It was an awkward situation because at first I said Long Island iced teas, but that is not what I meant.
I would laugh because I feel like I'm a host and I should, but I'm also very confused. You had a doctor literally replace. Can you just take off one of your shawls just so we can see your decollete?
I do. I'm wearing 37 shawls. Are you sure your floor can handle them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the floor is buckling under the weight of all the shawls.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Would you like a sip?
No. I feel like
they are chilled.
Would it hurt
maybe.
You?
Oh no. Feels good.
Can I have a sip?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like already drunk.
Traumatizing to watch.
Now we're married.
Oh.
Aki toppies, Aki toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
Politics. Okay, so isn't it hard? Like, politics, it's so hard, like, with family. Like, when you're at Thanksgiving dinner and your mom's like, stop telling people your father is a Holocaust survivor. He's not Jewish or from Europe and he's only 50 years old.
Yeah, or she's like, you're acting like a baby about this adult racist thing. It's for your own good.
It is for your own good.
Shut up.
You did the Invisalign.
Shut up.
You did the fast trash.
Shut up.
You okay?
No.
Aki toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
Birth control.
Okay, so you know when your doctor's like, I don't recommend we use the pull-out method because I'm your doctor and I have a family. And then he's like, by the way, you're diabetic. And you're like, what? Aki toppy town.
Okay, what about when you ask your gyno how to make a baby and she's like, have sex. And you're like, yeah, but like, what is sex? And then you're like shaking and crying because you're 28 years old and someone should have told you this by now. And then like they pull out a pair to do a demonstration with a condom and you're like, ugh, this is so awky.
Yeah. Or that time that I thought that I had gave birth, but it was just lint in my belly button. And I grew it. It suckled on my mint julep tits.
Quinn, yeah? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you feel like maybe we are still in our coma?
Shut up.
Now that's an Aki toppy.
Aki toppy, Aki toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
Sex fetishes.
Ooh.
Okay, you know when you're finally at the point with someone where you feel comfortably telling them all your fetishes, like butt stuff, underwear stuff, arm stuff, prison stuff, butt stuff while you break my arm stuff.
Yeah, or like you're telling them like, I'm a little freaky because I like it long and not silent, or when my mom is in the corner, I don't know.
Oh, me? Is it me?
Yeah, wait, you.
What do you, like, I'm going to ask you the question that our producer prepared, even though I know, like, it's prostitution. Like,
sure.
Do you allow, like, people to, like, kiss each other or, like, talk about sexual things at the cotillion, or is it,
oh,
like,
yes. Oh, we do have to speak in a masked fashion. We have to be polite to each other.
Oh, I love this. So, like, what's the term, what's, like, the Southern cotillion term for, like, necking?
Oh, yes. You would approach a man or a woman, you know, and you would say, oh, hello. May I lick on your moon balls? It's
what?
Not that. Yes.
That is so
that's,
much.
That's the next
that
stuff.
That is. That doesn't
less
sound discreet.
Masked.
Yeah.
Sounds
oh,
sort
no,
of
it is.
Heightened.
It, no, I mean, when you talk about balls, you just
moon
say the
balls?
Word neck.
Oh.
You just switch them around. There's okay. A whole. I'll send you the chart.
Aki toppies, Aki toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
People we've had bad sex dreams about.
Oh my God, I had terrible sex dreams where I'm just fucking myself with my lightsaber.
Oh, mine are all just Chab reading to me before bedtime. Ugh.
Mine's just Big Daddy.
Aki toppies, Aki toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
When you have to quit a job or break up with someone or end a friendship.
Ooh.
Yeah, at my last job, when I was investigatorily working at that quarry, I was like, you know what? This isn't working out, even if there are slaves here. And they were like, we never hired you. Stop sunbathing in the quarry. This is a dangerous work site. The union's getting upset. And I was like, so there is a union. And they were like, it's none of your business. And at that point, I knew there is just no story here, except maybe the sexism I faced.
I've broken up with literally every person I've ever met.
That story made me forget exactly what the Akitapi was.
Oh, ending relationships
anything.
Or really
oh.
A job or,
friendship.
Yeah, how does it work out if, like, two people who meet at the cotillion, like, don't like each other?
Oh, yeah. It's unfortunately that they are bound for life. So there is no saying goodbye, which is beautiful in its own right. Never, ever getting to say goodbye.
Aki toppies, Aki toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
Death. Well, okay, this one's hard because I've never met anyone who's died.
Oh, wait, what about your grandma?
No one is dead. No one is dead.
Where did I mail flowers to then?
No place. No, never. Because you live, you're born and you live forever and then you don't die.
You're born forever.
You don't die.
What do you do if someone, like, dies at cotillion?
Oh, they die all the time.
Happen.
Oh, all the time. All the time. Well, we first strip them of their dresses, and then because we only have a finite number of layers in dresses, and so those layers get regulated to existing members, and then we put the bodies into these big I want to say the word buckets, the tin buckets in the back, and we just let them dissolve, and then the next day we all have a new kind of alcohol.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we call it ginger.
Call it gin ginger?
Mm-hmm. Ginger it, gin.
Wow.
Because the last girl who died was named Ginger.
Wow.
What a tribute.
You rename it every time someone dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a figment of our joint imaginations?
Yeah. Are we still in a coma or what?
Only you can answer that question.
No, why would you not give a straight answer
only
to that? That's
you
crazy.
Could answer that question.
Oh my God.
Only you could answer that.
Clarice.
Oh God, Pig Daddy. Pig Daddy.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Reggie?
Oh,
he looks sick.
Oh no. No.
What happened?
Well, he is also maybe what your hearts actually are.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't accept that.
Yes. Okay. Every single time you lie to someone, Big Daddy gets just bigger and bigger.
He's growing.
Wake up! Aki toppies. Aki toppies. Name a toppy that is Aki.
Oh my God.
How long was I out?
How long were we out?
How long were we out?
Just like a second. Yeah, don't worry.
Did we start the interview yet?
Oh no, let's begin.
Okay, this is our favorite segment, and it's called Spill It,
where we spill our upcoming projects out onto you. So I am plugging my intervention. It's going to be fucking rad, so BYOB.
Oh my gosh, I'm plugging my NPBC Fast, which stands for Nail Polish Bold Color Fast. Basically, I'm just quitting bold nail polish colors cold turkey. It's been almost impossible.
We're really cleansing ourselves.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet about it.
So, Clarice, I know we haven't maybe like actually interviewed you on this plane of existence, but do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Absolutely. This is going to be a class at the Learning Attic. It's going to be what fruits are fruits and what colors are colors and what numbers are not numbers.
Don't need that.
Wow. The coma was real.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
Hopefully we'll get you on another time.
Yeah. Get your full interview.
Yeah. Or maybe you can get me off.
Ooh,
just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, tune in next week where we celebrate Rhubarb Awareness Week.
Mmm.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Papalardo, Nicole Silverberg, and Anna Drezin. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Katie Hartman. Check out Reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.